Here's a story now about seven women who made some history. 150 years ago, they were stopped from graduating as doctors from the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. But this weekend, they finally got their degrees. Posthumously, of course. The World's Sarah Birnbaum has a story of the Edinburgh Seven.
One afternoon in 1870, a mob of about 200 people, including some really angry medical students, surrounded a lecture hall on campus. It was where a group of seven female medical students, the only women enrolled in the University of Edinburgh, and incidentally, the only women ever enrolled at any university in the UK, it was where they were scheduled to take a test.
So as the women approached the gate, there was rubbish that was hurled at them and mud that was hurled at them, and they were very verbally abused as well.
Joe Spiller is a researcher at the University of Edinburgh.
And it was one of the students that eventually opened the gate to them and let them in. And the women went into the hall and they sat their anatomy exam. And whilst they were sitting the exam, the mob outside pushed a sheep through the door of the examination hall. And Professor Handyside, who was the professor at the time, said, look, the sheep can stay because it's got more intelligence than that group of people outside put together.
The Surgeons' Hall riot, as it became known, was covered in the press, and pretty soon the whole country began debating whether a woman should be allowed to become a doctor. Even Charles Darwin weighed in on the side of the women. Eventually, the Edinburgh Seven were set to graduate at the top of their class, but opposition was mounting within the university.
A petition was signed by 500 of the 550 medical students that said, you know, had we known that the university had intended to take this course of action and to admit women as students, we would never have chosen the university as ours. There were letters that were written to the papers at the time saying that clearly the university didn't care about its reputation, it didn't care about standards, it didn't care about the sense of prestige. So the university was under a lot of pressure.
And in the end, the university got the courts to say that the women couldn't graduate and should have never been accepted in the first place. But this weekend, the University of Edinburgh decided it was time to right this historical wrong. The school chose seven female medical students to accept degrees on behalf of the Edinburgh Seven. Caitlin Taylor represented Matilda Chaplin.
I think it's really important what's happening today to recognize the achievements of these women. But I also think it's a useful gesture that will hopefully bring a spotlight onto ongoing gender-based issues in healthcare that still exist.
Issues like the lack of women as hospital CEOs, as deans of medical schools, and as top editors at medical journals. As for the Edinburgh Seven, they didn't let the university's decision hold them back. Sophia Jex-Blake, for example, who is the ringleader of the Edinburgh Seven, finally got her medical degree in Switzerland. She then moved back to the UK and became Scotland's first practicing female doctor and went on to establish two medical schools for women. And the University of Edinburgh finally allowed the first women doctors to graduate in 1896. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.